The time is 1999, and in 1999, the John Ray Initiative, a group in the United Kingdom, which is a think tank on environmental stewardship for people who are scientists and theologians in the UK, had a conference at Windsor Castle, and that conference was dedicated to finding the best way that they could of dealing with, conceptually, caring for creation. And they played with different models, and what they eventually came to talk about more than anything else was the term environmental stewardship. And so what they decided to do the next year, the year 2000, was to have their meeting dedicated to the topic of environmental stewardship. They asked me to give the paper which would present the concept. They asked James Lovelock, the inventor of the Gaia hypothesis, to speak against my paper because he had written against the idea of stewardship. And then they picked a theologian and an ethicist to present papers that gave some sort of theological and ethical content to the idea. There's much that comes out of this conference, which was really great. For one thing, they put me up in Windsor Castle, where I stayed for 4 days, and the first day was a little awkward, but the second day I'd come to the main gate, and the guards would nod to me, and I'd walk through, and I didn't have to have a ticket or anything, and I walked past the graves of all the old kings and queens, and one day I was in St. George's Chapel. The canon of the chapel had said, you know, I'm not going to church today. Why don't you sit in the canon seat? So I did, and this beautiful choir was singing, this boys choir, and I looked next to me, and there was James Lovelock. And afterwards, when we walked outside, I said, Jim, you were in church. He said, sure, I'm an agnostic. And all of a sudden, I realized what an agnostic was. He says, I really don't know, but I'm still trying to find out. Not an atheist, but an agnostic. Interesting. A very honest man. And we had lots of exchanges. And after when we came to the last day of the conference, Sam Barry, a professor of evolutionary biology and genetics at University College London, and Sir John Houghton asked Jim, well, what do you think about stewardship now? And Lovelock said, I like it, which is interesting. The reason he liked it is because he thought of stewardship as a static concept. This is what you do. And in conversations with him, I discovered that was his hang-up with it. And so my presentation became very dynamic. I mean, I jumped around a little bit, but I also began to think about how it is we develop our understanding of our relationship with the Earth. And what we do, of course, and all of us have done this in various ways, we touch the Earth, maybe with a trowel, maybe with a spade, maybe with a rotor tiller, maybe with a John Deere plow, and if we see good results, we'll continue to do the same things, at least if we're a good gardener. And if we see something deleterious take place, we correct our actions so that we might move from the plow to the trowel, or maybe move from the plow to no-till. This is a good building to talk about that in. Stewardship is this reciprocal relationship that you have with whatever system you're working. And what's wonderful about that, again, as you're reading coherently both books, is there's something in that dynamic stewardship that kind of rings in your mind, not only from the science of it, which is what you would learn here at the University of Minnesota on the St. Paul's campus, but it's also something that rings in your mind that you've seen somewhere in the early verses of the Bible.